Rock and roll Tuesday.
Yeah, it's time for that again, and we love it. My favorite day of the week.
We could have done that as a round.
That's right.
Row, row, row your boat.
That's right. Exactly. We got it down by now.
Yeah,
been doing it for so long.
Well, yes, we have.
And as I said, it's my favorite day of the week.
I know. You just brightened up.
You ask trivia questions all the time, but I have a special degree of anticipation when I know it's Tuesday.
It's a certain affinity that strikes a certain chord with you.
Yes, it does. No pun intended.
Yes, it does. We're doing top 10 hits today.
Okay.
You ready? Everybody ready?
Yeah, I'm absolutely ready.
All right, get your...
I'm assuming you're going to hand me a record, right?
Oh, sorry. Yep, here it is.
Right. You got
it?
I'm not looking.
Yep. Yeah, and you got it on the right side. It's all good.
Oh, good.
Now, this is a little bit of a toughie because I could throw a softball, but I'm going to be a little tough on this one.
Are you saying I might not get it?
No. You'll get it.
Okay.
The name of the song people will get, the artist may give them a little bit of trouble.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I can't wait to hear this.
Okay. Back in August of 1973, this single was released, and it hit Billboard's top 10. Name it, and the solo artist of the song Ron's about to play.
Okay, everybody listen up. Here we go.
Stevenson.
Ladies and gentlemen,
kind
of a one-hit wonder.
Well, yeah, it was. And BW supposedly was to stand for buckwheat.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. B.W. Stevenson, man, he had kind of a unique voice.
He sure did, and he wrote a bunch of tunes that Billy Joe Royal and others did in particular.
Yep. Did he write Down in the Boondocks?
Yes, he did. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just
Down in the Boondocks.
How about I Knew You When? Did he write that one?
I don't know about that one.
I'll have to check into it.
But My Maria by B.W. Stevenson peaked at number 9.
Mm-hmm.
More people probably remember My Maria being done by Brooks and Dunn in 1996 when they wrote that song all the way to the number one position in the country charts.
I thought B.W. Stevenson's was much better.
I like B.W. Stevenson's version better. And but Brooks and Dunn took B.W. Stevenson's song and won a Grammy with the same tune the next year in 1997.
Okay. I like it.
It's a great song.
That's a good tune. And I'm not going to forget about it. I forgot about that song for decades.
It's,
that's a good one.
It's a good, I like it. And B.W. Stevenson does a great job with it.
Thank you, Freddie.
You're welcome.
Thanks for bringing back the musical memories.
I'm glad I could pluck the strings.
I'm so glad we had this time together. I'm tugging my left ear or right ear?
Carol Burnett did the right ear.
I think right ear.
That's right. Yes, she
did. Well, I want to stay true to form here. So.
Well, she appreciates.